lot of stuff going on for some reason on Sundays. All right. Father God, we just come before you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come once again repenting of every sin that I've committed knowingly or unknowingly, within my thoughts, my words, my actions, or my deeds. I'm asking you to please forgive me, create in me a clean heart, and renew me a right spirit. Take me out of the flesh and allow your Holy Spirit to rise up in me. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Lord, we just ask that you would send your anointing, oh God, through the airways. Lord, I just plead the blood of Jesus through the airways, Lord God. And I ask that, Father God, that you would manifest yourself in your people's lives on today, Lord God, that you would give us a rhema word, a word that is tailored for each and every last one of us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You know where everybody is. Ed and his album is season, Lord God, those that are on the line and those who are going to listen to this word in the future, Lord God, you know what we in need of even before we ask. So, Father, I come in the name of Jesus asking, Lord God, that you would deliver your people, Lord God, that you would deliver us and set us free, God, deliver us from secret faults, Lord God. You know, secret sins, Lord. We just thank you right now, Lord God, for your anointing that destroys the yokes and that removes the burdens. I plead the blood of Jesus over your people, Lord God. I'm asking for a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit. Lord God, for your people and even for myself, Lord God, we ask that you will begin to move like you never moved before. In the name of Jesus, I pray and I ask it out. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Oh, take over, Holy Spirit. Father, don't let me speak anything I want to speak. But Lord, I'm asking you to give me what you want me to speak, exactly what you want me to speak, exactly how you want me to speak, Lord God. Father, I surrender, Lord God. I surrender my will in exchange for yours, Lord God. Hallelujah. I'm just asking that you would just have your way, Lord God. Search me, Lord God, through and through. Hallelujah. Uproot anything that would hinder this word from going forth, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, kata serech roshini a handi a toko ni ande seria kumahona. Iria lara un shelere yata hali oho. Hallelujah, glory God. The basiki yata la boko saka na la bosho. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We praise your name, Lord. We magnify your name. We exalt your name, for your name is above every name. And you said at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that you are Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I just want to go on and get into the word of God on today. I'm going to first go to Proverbs chapter 5. And I'm looking, not chapter 5, Proverbs 5. And I'm looking at, I'm starting at verse 1. And it says, my son, attend unto my wisdom and bow thine ear to my understanding. I want to do that verse one more time. My son, attend unto my wisdom and bow thy ear to my understanding, that thou mayest regard discretion and that thy lips may keep knowledge. Okay, I'm going to go over to the basic English in this, and it says, my son, give attention to my wisdom. Let your ear be turned to my teaching, so that you may be ruled by a wise purpose, and your lips may keep knowledge. Now, before I get ready to get down off into what I want to get down off into today, I want to get a couple of definitions on the way out. The first thing I want to look at. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Okay, so the first definition I want to look at is understanding. And one of the definitions of understanding says the discern. And this is important because a lot of times when we see these things, you know, we need to understand that he's talking about discerning. We need to know. So we need to be able to discern, you know the truth on something. Give me 1 second. Let me look at something. Hallelujah, Lord God. We just ask that you would just break the power of the enemy in your people's lives, oh God. Lord, we ask that you would destroy the chains that have your people bound in the name of Jesus. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Glory to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. This right here is very key, because one of the things that I've realized over the years, especially since I've been a pastor, is that there's a lot of people that really do not have an understanding. And there's another scripture that said, "In all I get in to get an understanding." And it's very important, because when you have the wrong understanding of something, then you operate in error on that thing, even when you know you think you are right. It says separate mentally, distinguish. This is what you mean when you discern it, when you understand it. To consider, perceive, regard, like I said, discern, instruct. It basically means to understand, be able, deal wisely, consider, pay attention to, regard, notice, discern, perceive, inquire. And this is something that's very important. A lot of people do not pay attention. And I know people have heard me say in the past in this church that, you know, I pay attention to patterns. And so if you will begin to pay attention, you'll start noticing things. You'll start noticing this happens when that happens. This takes place when that takes place, you know, and it'll begin to help you to understand what the Spirit of God is trying to show you. But a lot of people don't even pay attention. So when he say to understand, he said, "My son, attend unto my wisdom and bind down that ear to my understanding." People don't do that. They don't sit and listen, you know, to pay attention to what's really going on. Pay attention to, regard, notice, discern, perceive, inquire. Hallelujah. And that understanding also means, you know, it's connected. It's also connected to wisdom. It's connected to knowledge, to meaning, perfectly. It's the act of understanding in all matters of wisdom and understanding that we're supposed to be able to understand. This is very important, because when you have a lack of understanding, there's always repercussions in this thing. And so I've seen it throughout my life. I've watched when people don't have an understanding of something, because when you really fully get an understanding of something, you begin to transform your life and pattern to what you understand. So when you truly come to a place that, okay, Lord, I've got knowledge on this thing, this thing, I'm beginning to truly understand what you're saying. Give me. Roto condele le kisi ti and a ha. Hallelujah. 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 Go nini and a ha and a ha. Because God's ways are not our ways. His ways is higher than ours. And so he don't see things from our perspective. His perspective is higher than ours. Now, let's see. Glory to God. Glory to God. Mela haba koshe diara aye deke. Glory to God. Lord, we just ask that you would manifest yourself. In the name of Jesus, give me 1 second. I need to check something. Oh, God, I thank you. Give me 1 second. I'm sorry that I gotta do it the way the Holy Spirit telling me to do it. I want to give you a little part of that first verse in the international version. It says, my son, pay attention to my wisdom. Turn your ear to my words of insight. Okay, so when you're looking at this, that's another word for understanding. If you look at it in the Living Translation, it says, my son, pay attention to my wisdom. Listen carefully to my wise counsel. You know, and so when you get back to the English Standard Version, it says, my son, be attentive to my wisdom. Incline your ear to my understanding. And, you know, I gave you the King James. My son, attend unto my wisdom and bow thy ear to my understanding. Why is this important? What is God saying when he said incline your ear? He's saying, my son, in the Amplified Bible says, my son, be attentive to my wisdom, which is godly wisdom learned by costly experience. Incline your ear to my understanding. But you don't, but godly wisdom don't have to be your costly experience. It could be somebody else. When I was growing up, my daddy used to have conversations with me. He used to ask me, he said, are you going to be a wise person and learn from somebody else's mistakes, or are you going to be a fool and learn from your own? And either I was really listening to what he was saying, and I was thinking, man, I'm going to take wise for 100. You know, I'm like, because if I can learn from somebody else's mistake, it's no reason for me to go down that pathway. I mean, I could take your word for it. If you said that you put your hand in that fire on that stove and your hand got burnt, why do I need to go test the waters? You know what I'm saying? Or should I say the fire? And so when we're looking at this thing, we have to see what God is saying. Give me 1 second. It's something I want to... Glory to God. Thank you. I don't even see it right there. Okay, thank you. Okay, so let's get into it. So we're going to get into the rest of the definition. Give me 1 second. Let me get there. Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to be obedient to the Lord. And God, he'll give me a word at the last minute, so I'm not like other preachers where I have a whole sermon typed up and everything all that don't, he don't do me like that. It's a miracle if I can get a word the night before. He usually gives it to me right before I go on. He's like, oh, here you go. So when you're looking at this understanding, he's saying intelligence by implying or argument, understand discretion, reason, skillfulness. So when you talk about understanding, it means you have some form of skillfulness, wisdom. Understanding, this word is a wisdom term. It represents the act of wisdom. He divided the sea with his power, and by his understanding, he smited through the proud. The faculty of wisdom, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and in understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship. Let me tell you something. When God gives you the spirit of wisdom, understanding, and knowledge, you are able to do our workmanship. I listened to a man's testimony on yesterday evening, how this man had no, he could not read. And how the Lord took him into a test that he needed to take for a job and gave him every last one of his answers. I knew that man wasn't lying because I've experienced God, me taking exams. I know God doggone well, I didn't study for the exam because probably the night before I was wasting. I'm saying wasting because people turned around, they still kept doing, didn't take the stuff that God had me doing, wasting hours of pouring into people who were not listening to a thing that I was telling them. They still doing the same thing that what they was doing way back then. They still doing it to today. So I would go in and I would take tests, and I'm like, God, you know I didn't have time to study. You know what I was doing. The Lord would give me what to put on the test. Because he's God. He knows everything. But so you know, if you don't know him like that, matter of fact, the scripture said that you will hear a voice behind your ear say, this is the way, turn in. You know how you hear these preachers getting up talking about God gonna speak in an audible voice. Well, that's audible to me if it's outside my ear. He didn't say it was in my head. He said a voice behind your ear. And so, you know, when we see these things, that's why he tell us in all our getting to get and understand. And I'm gonna get into the why he's telling us to get this deep, to get this understanding why it's needful. I'm trying to get there, y'all. I'm just trying to work with the Holy Ghost telling me to work. He said, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God and wisdom and in understanding and knowledge in all manner of workmanship. Object of wisdom. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, the personification of wisdom. Okay, he's going to give you what you need. God is going to give you the wisdom that you need when you're truly crying out. Hold on. And so he's going to give you the understanding that you need. Understanding. So understanding is always related to skill. Let me tell you something I've learned throughout the years being a minister. One of the things I've experienced, and I ran into this a whole lot, is, you know, people like, well, where you get these skills from? I get them from the Holy Ghost. When you yield to the Spirit of God. When you really yield, you have no ulterior motive of anything else, but other than God, I want to be obedient to you. I want to do exactly what you tell me to do, how you tell me to do it. Then the Spirit of God said, okay, well, I got some things that go along with that. So you got to understand, when you yield to the Holy Spirit, that's why you got to get understanding. When you truly yield to the Holy Spirit, then your life changes. Do that mean that you'll be sin free? No. I mean, you're gonna go through some stuff in this life. You have to continue to surrender it all to God. And you got to continue to let go and let it go to God, because you have to understand that He's holy. You just trying to be holy. You're trying to follow after Him. You're trying to strive for perfection, but He is perfect. He's perfect in all His ways and all His doings. And so, you know, the Spirit of God, he wants you to understand something. He said, you know, I created you for a certain reason. I got you here on this earth in this hour for a certain reason. And He's like, you got to understand, I want the glory. God's going to get the glory. See, God's not interested in people that want to sit up and have, they want to get glory for themselves. They want to do this and do that. I never forget, years ago, the Spirit of God had somebody tell me, don't never take my glory. I'm like, Lord, I'm not going to do it. I'm like, you don't even have to worry about it. I have no issues with standing up and saying He did it. Not me. And so, you know, so He wants us to get an understanding that He is God. You get a skill set when you begin to understand. You understand that you are nothing. You are nobody. See, one thing about it is, it tickles me a lot of times when my enemies have all these different thought processes about me, about, oh, she thinks she this and that. I'm like, well, honey, that's what you think, because that's not what I think. I know I'm nothing. I know I'm a nobody. And I'm not trying to be. And anytime I try to be somebody, I'm like, Lord, please slap me down, because I am not trying to be somebody. See, I serve somebody. Yeah. And that's enough for me.
Hey, glory.
It's enough for me to brag on my Jesus.
Hey, glory.
It's enough for me to brag on my Heavenly Father. It's enough for me to brag on the Holy Ghost. I'm like, Lord, I ain't nothing. I'm mere dust that you bring life into.
Ooh, thank you, God.
And I'm grateful for the fact that you've done it, Lord. So then, God, what do you want in return from me? What can I render unto you? Lord, I know there's no good thing in me. For the Bible says that there's no one good, but God. God is the only one that's good. So when people tell me I'm a good person, I'm like, no, you ain't. Because the Bible said there's no one good. That's what the scriptures say. See, when you get, well, that's why He said, when all you're getting understanding, and you understand that, God, you know what? Anything good about me is not even me, it's you.
That's right. That's right.
It's all you.
All glory to God.
And so, you know, God is worthy to be praised. I'm trying to get into the He said, get an understanding. I want to get down into this understanding. So that was the first definition. He wants me that thou mayest regard discretion, and that thy lips may keep knowledge. Let's get into this discretion thing. Because one thing about it, we in a generation that has absolutely no discretion. None whatsoever. I mean, from clothes wearing to the conversations and everything. Tell all your get on social media and tell all your business. All your business. I had somebody the other day that I ran into. And they was like, oh, you finally on social media? I'm like, okay, I've been on social media. This is what I'm thinking in my mind, but it's not up under my name. It's up under a different entity. And so, you know, all I can say, I mean, because I never got on social, I never intended to use social media ever for anything personal. I'm like, it's not a personal thing for me. I'm not one of those people that got to let everybody know my business. I don't want nobody to know my business. As a matter of fact, the least people know about me, the better I feel. But we live in an hour where folks have no discretion. They lay out all their business. Tell it all. And then they wonder why their life be looking the way it looks.
why they can't never get from point A to point B. I mean, I know people that cannot. They've put together different things in their life. They try to set up different things. They can't never succeed. Why? Because they always showing how to show somebody. It's a form of bragging. You know, got to show somebody. You know, then people got real bad. Well, no, I'm just trying to testify by God. You ain't trying to testify by God. You want to brag because you got something that you think you're trying to prove to somebody. I don't got nothing to prove to nobody. I'm like, and so, you know, because I don't have anything to prove about it, nobody, and I don't want nobody with my business, I keep my business to myself. Ooh, and so, you know, I'm trying to get there, Holy Ghost. They don't have this generation got no discretion. When you get to clothes, shows, women show everything. No discretion. Man don't have to have no type of imagination because you don't put it, everything out there. You don't put it out there not only for him to see, but for the whole world to see. No type of discretion. And so it's just so much. It's just so much. It's so much. So I'm gonna get to this definition. Hold on, I gotta get the glory to God. Will y'all give me a second? Cause I'm kind of up there. I'm trying to get myself to where I can read. Let me do it like this. Hold on. Okay. Ooh, Jesus, give me strength. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, you have to forgive me because, like I said, this is a fresh word. So that description, it talks about, you know, knowing about wicked devices, thought, intense, mischievous device, wickedly witty inventions. The purpose of, you know, it talks about the purpose of even like evil devices, plots, you know. I know that thou canst do everything and that no thought can be withholding from thee. This stresses that whatever God thinks to be is purpose and will happen. And so, like they said, when it's sometimes good, and so in other words, like it's sanctity, it has a sanctification to it. But this is when people sit up and they look at this word. It goes back to what God was saying in the other. And understanding about having intelligence or intelligence for like an argument. So it's intelligence, which is related to a plan. You know, when there's discretion, there's some intelligence involved there, which guess what understanding was talking about. It was talking about intelligence. And when you have discretion, there's a plan involved. You know, when you see discretion, people are able to get certain things more accomplished because it's a plan involved there. It's a plot. It's a purpose. You know, some people do discretion for evilness. You know, what he's getting right. He said, but then there's godly plots and plans. And so when we're looking at this, he's saying, my son, attend unto my wisdom and bind thy ear to my understanding. That thou mayest regard discretion, and that thy lips may keep knowledge. Now, he said, knowledge, right? That's a perception. It's a skill. Uh-oh, so Understanding is a skill. But knowledge is skill.
Yeah.
It said knowledge, perception, skill, discernment, understanding, wisdom. So all of it goes together. Discernment, understanding, wisdom, skill. Why? Because you're going to have a plan. You're going to have a plot. When you incline your ear to God, when you attend your ear, he said, my son, attend unto my wisdom and bow thy ear to my understanding. Well, he said, bow your ear to my skill sets. Bow your ear to my perception. You know, because you're going to go back when you get down to knowledge. He's saying, for thou regardest discretion, regard my knowledge. See, and the problem is that we don't take the Lord seriously when he said, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. You know, we think that's just some words on a paper. You know, a lot of people that say that they Christians follow on with this stuff about, well, the Bible is not all the way correct. Well, if you don't believe it, then you say you a Christian? Because Jesus said these words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. And I come to tell you today that I know that these words that's in this word is spirit and in life. Because I've experienced them in my life.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when God is on the scene, and he's trying to get the church to an understanding. I'm going to just go back over to my stuff because I don't know if I did it. Did I do it? Okay, let me do it again in the basic English. It says, my son, give attention to my wisdom. Let your ear be turned to my teaching so that you may be ruled by a wise purpose. And your lips may keep knowledge. Your lips may keep what knowledge? His knowledge. You know, we are living in an age where people feel like, oh, they could do the copycat game. Baby, you can't copycat the real thing. When it's original, it's always evolving. See, God is not completed until he says it's complete.
Yeah.
And so he begins to speak. He breathes things in and he moves and he do things. People don't understand that God moves and he turns things, he visits things, he rearranges things. So this stuff is really, really, really interesting. I'm gonna put it to you like that. I want to go over to another verse. I mean, another part of Proverbs. Let's go to Proverbs. Proverbs 13. Y'all, this if you got a chance on your own, just go back and read the whole chapter 13, the whole 13 division of Proverbs, because it's something I feel like you need to just read on your own. Because when you look at, I'm going to start at verse 9. It says, the light of the righteousness rejoiceth, but the lamp of the wicked shall be put out. Only by pride cometh contention, but with the well advised is wisdom. Wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished. The devil and all his imps is a lying one. The wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished, but he that gathereth by labor shall increase. Hope deferred maketh the heart sick, but when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. Whoso despiseth the word shall be destroyed, but he that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded. The law of the wise is a fountain of life, to depart from the snares of death. Verse 15. God understanding giveth favor, but the way of transgressors is hard. Every prudent man dealeth with knowledge, but a fool layeth open his folly. Now I wanted to go there. You know, I'm concentrate really on 15, but I'm gonna dip down into 16 a little bit. If you look at it in the basic English, it's wise behavior gets approval, but the way of the false is their destruction. A sharp man does everything with knowledge, But a foolish man makes clear his foolish thoughts. And now that's what I'm saying. How do people put all the information out there? Everybody know that. They be wondering why this be happening, that behind. And I'm like, because you stupid. I'm like, you giving out all your information. Get somewhere and sit down. I'm like, then maybe you can do something. You can do something or have something. And so, it's a need for this thing where people are not looking at the fact that God, good understanding, give a favor, but the way of the transgressor is hard. Why? Listen, God, what are you saying about this? You know, what is it about this thing? Because I'm going to go here. Give me 1 second to translate over to where I want to go, because I really want us to look at some stuff. Because the church has a lot going on. You know, I had somebody ask me a question the other day, and I was just blown back by the question. And they were saying, because you, like, if you pray something and it don't happen, like, it wasn't the purpose of praying. And I had to let them know, you can't make God do anything.
That's right.
Okay. The scripture says we could come boldly before the throne of grace to obtain mercy and help in a time of need, but God has a purpose and a plan, and we are not God. And so, you know, people don't understand the sovereignty of God. God is sovereign. And so if you don't understand the sovereignty of God, you will get mad. You get mad at God about stuff that you have absolutely no understanding on. I'm just going to keep it real. And, you know, throw fits and everything, you know, been there, done that. You know, I when I was younger, that's why they said when I was young, you know, he did things a certain way. He did childish things. But when he became a man, he put away childish things. And there's childishness. There's a childishness when you don't have an understanding of God. And so you have to understand what in the world is going on. Okay, I see. And so you got to understand, you got to get an understanding. Okay, so it says good understanding, and notice he said good. Let's just get into that good for a second. It means pleasant, agreeable to the senses, pleasant to higher nature. It's excellent. Value in estimation, appropriate, becoming better, glad, prosperous of man's senses nature, good understanding of man's intelligent nature, good, kind, benign, good, right, ethical, a good thing, benefit, welfare, prosperity, happiness, good things, good benefit, moral good. And that's really where he's talking about when he's talking about that good, that is really a moral good. And why? Because when you have a moral good, good things happen. Prosperity happens, bounty happens. Why? Because you have a moral good of what God is saying. When he said good understanding. So when you have a good understanding, prudence, insight, good sense, cunning craft is bad sense, but you know, he's talking about good sense, where you have insight and understanding. So when God is talking about understanding here, he's talking about, hey, I want to give you some insight. Yeah, okay. He's like, when you have a moral good, he said, I give you insight. And that's the problem. A lot of people don't have a good understanding of God. They don't have a good moral. Okay? So when you have a good moral of God, then he gives you insight. See, God don't give insight to just anybody. God tries the heart. He knows the matters of the heart. He knows what we're going to do before we do it. And so when he does that, he's like, okay, I know I can trust him. I can get him a little something. They're going to do with it what I tell them to do with it. But this is the part I want to get to. It says, good understanding giveth favor. Okay, so depending on what translation you look at, one of those translations where it says giveth favor, it says win. It means win. They win favor. So wait a minute. Hold on. So let me explain something. This is the way God is. When you understand what he's saying, you come to have a real good moral understanding of what he's saying, and you begin to agree with God, you favorable with the God gives you favor. Because he talks about, and that's the next word I want to look at is favor. But let's look at this win for a second, because it says that giveth is translated win in certain things. Okay, so it says to give, put, said to give or so, grant, permit. My God said, so then I permit. Hold on, he said, I'm going to bestow it on you. I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to bestow it on you. I'm going to grant it. I'm permitted. I'm going to ascribe it to you. Employ, consecrate, dedicate, pay wages, sell, exchange, and commit, and trust. Deliver up, yield produce. Required to report, mention, utter, stretch out, extend, to put, set, put on, set a point, assign, to make, constitute. He said, I'm going to entrust you with my favor. Because you understand it from my perspective. See, you're not somebody that's sitting around trying to justify yourself. See, one thing I learned a long time ago, I don't justify myself for the Lord. It is what it is. If I cuss somebody out, it is what it is. Lord, I cussed them out. Well, why did you do it? Because I wasn't right. My mindset wasn't right. I wasn't trying to be right when I did it. I ain't gonna lie and tell you that I didn't mean it, because I meant it when I said it. You understand what I'm saying? So you gotta understand. But you don't hear people talk like that. Why? But they do not know God. When you really get to know God, God is looking for truth. What is truth? Truth is Jesus. He's not looking to see if Jesus is in you. I'm not looking to see if you're perfect. I'm looking to see if Jesus is in you. If I can come before you when you tear off on yourself. Do I have to even come before you be talking? Can you tell off? Devil get mad at me all the time because I tell off on myself before he can get to God. I'm like, Lord, I know he on his way, so let me tell you what I did. I did anyways in David, man. I'm like, and whatever. Because the thing is, I know I need Jesus. I know I need the Holy Ghost. See, I know I need salvation. But do you? Do you really know that you need Jesus, or do you think your stuff that stink is all right? Or you want to appear to try to deodorize it? Come up. And the scripture said that what we try to cover, it ain't covered. It's only when you expose it naked before God that he covers. He don't just cover, but he blocks it out. But you know God, right? You a liar. Sitting around lying. Thinking that the line is gonna help you in it all. He like when you talk to somebody and you say, okay, what's the real reason why you jealous? And the Lord says, tell me the truth about it. Well, I got some insecurities in myself, and I just flat out don't want to see nobody else outdo me or be better than me. So I got some pride issues, and I'm not talking about myself. Because, you know, I done already told you I'm a nothing to nobody. When somebody's a nothing to nobody, they don't try to be better than nobody. That's because they already know they nothing. And so, you got to understand that God is, and I'm telling you, I got people that I know that when I say I'm a nothing, it just rubs them the wrong way. Like well, you shouldn't look at yourself like that. You shouldn't think, I'm like, that's what your problem is. That's why you got the spirit that you got on you.
Yes, they do.
And I don't operate in your spirit. And that's the reason why God can trust me. Because he understands that I'm going to tell somebody, no, it's the Lord. It ain't got nothing to do with me. People are like, oh, thank you. No, thank me. Thank God.
Ooh, glory to God.
Because he's the one. Trust me, he's the one. Because, baby, some people I don't even want to pray for. I just want to kill them. And the Holy Spirit said, no, you're going to pray for him. I said, pray for your enemies. He told me, love your enemies and pray for those that despitefully use you. Because there's people that despitefully use you. Let me tell you something. In my walk with Christ, majority of the people that I've come in contact with have despitefully used me. So I understand that scripture. And so then the spirit of God was like, well, you know, don't worry about it. He's like, I know you want to hear. Like, what's the purpose? I told you this stuff was gonna come. He's like, it comes. Just pray for him anyway. He's just speak blessings over their life.
Yeah.
Do things my way.
Hallelujah. All glory.
He like don't because, he like don't be like them.
Thank you.
God. He like be
Hallelujah.
Like me. Matter of fact, don't even look at them. Look at me.
Yeah. Ooh,
set your affections on things that are above. Ooh, and not on things that's beneath. It's a lot of people on this line that you are so concerned about this life. You are so wrapped up and tied up in this life that you're going to lose your life eternally. It's a song that this group I used to listen to years ago called, I think they called Anointed. They sung a song, Life is a Dream, but Heaven is a Reality. And soon one day we're going to wake up to the face of God. And I said, God, that is so real. This life is a dream. And people get caught up in the dream instead of in the reality of eternity. And it's going to take people stepping into eternity for them to realize, oh man, I screwed up. Instead of seeing, no, this stuff is real. One of the reasons why I thank God for experiences that I've had with him in my life where I've had dealings with demons, angels, and all that kind of stuff is because it makes you realize that the spirit realm is more real than this physical realm. And it causes you to be humbled in yourself because you realize that you are weak. And you're nothing. And I'm telling you, the prophet said, woe is me, for I am undone.
Hallelujah.
You know, he talked about how he been in the midst of people of unclean lips, and he had unclean lips, and he was outdone because he was in the presence of the Lord. When you can't come in the presence of God for real and not realize what you are. You're like, hold on, I'm nothing compared to you. Matter of fact, if you decide to destroy me right now, you have every right to do it. Every right. Every right, Lord. But yet he cares. He cares for us. So he said, good understanding giveth favor, but the way of transgressors is hard. Now, so let's look at this favor. It means grace. Charm, favorite, elegance, acceptance. Oh my God. When God accepts you, it don't matter what nobody else thinks. You like, man, it doesn't matter. When God accepts you, folk can hate your goods. They can speak all kind of curses over your life. Have all kind of evil thoughts. And God be like, that's all right. It doesn't matter because they thoughts don't matter about what I think. And he like, and what I say and what I think is going to come to pass. Because I'm God. Matter of fact, I'm God all by myself.
Ooh.
I don't need nobody. He said, all I'm using them to do is to prove that I am God. Okay, so then let's go on. He says, but the way of transgressors is hard. To the way of the faithless, and there's a lot of faithless people, to act treacherously, deceitfully. People are very deceitful. Deal treacherously. To act or deal treacherously, faithlessly, deceitfully, or offend. Will their way become difficult? Perpetual, consistent, perennial, ever flowing of a stream. Permanent enduring difficulty. They're gonna have a difficulties all their life because they don't learn how to have a moral understanding of God, to see things from God's perspective and not their own. I'm gonna read these couple of scriptures and I'm gonna get on out the way. Lord have mercy. Ooh, sweet Jesus. You know God is good. I love the Lord. I love him because he gives us an opportunity to come before him. He don't have to, y'all. Do you realize that he don't have to give us another chance, but yet he does. I mean, just because we're sitting here today before his presence, we have another opportunity to come before him and say, Lord, you know what? I repent. You know what? I found myself doing these things. And Lord, I just ask you to forgive me. And y'all, the enemy does everything he can to try to destroy us. Everything. But you got to understand that God is faithful. He's faithful. And God has been very faithful to his people. God loves his people. He truly loves his people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to read you a couple of verses and then I'm going to close it out. Let me get there. I just thank the Lord. So God gives us his skill, his insight, his spiritual knowledge. In Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 24, it says, but let him that glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. So he delights in loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness. You know, people don't like to hear about judgment. They don't like to hear about righteousness. Hosea chapter 6, verse 3 said, then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord, his going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the Lord. That then shall we know if we follow on. We got to continue to follow on to know the Lord. Y'all, it's not just no set time. We got to continue. Man, we're going to have struggles. We're going to have things that the enemy put in our way to make us feel guilty by coming to know the Lord. But you got to press through it, and you got to still follow on to know the Lord. And so, John chapter 7, verse 16 and 17 says, Jesus answered them and said, my doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. John chapter 8, verse 31, verse 32 says, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You got to continue on. Can't stop. This is not the time to stop. John chapter 17, verse 3 says, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, in Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Listen to me. When you really get an understanding of God and the wisdom of God, and you understand, you come to a place in your life where you realize, Lord, I really gotta know. Because I know I'm a wretch undone. I know that if it wasn't for your Holy Spirit, I don't know where I would be. You would come to an understanding of God. You know what? I really, 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 really need you more than I've ever needed you before in my life. And right now, this country needs the Lord. This ain't a time to operate in fear. This is a time to operate in faith and prayer. Mm. And believe God to shield his people. See, it's all about your belief. It's all about what you believe. Because you're in a country that hates your guts. You just too blind to see it. They hate you, especially if you're black. And I'm not trying to be funny. And I'm not trying to teach no hatred either. I'm just telling the truth, shame to them. They hate black people in this country. But you got to sit back and wonder the why. Why is that? And they copy anything that's black. And so, the Lord was like, okay, you know what? Just trust in me. He like trusted me. He said, forgive him. Love him with the love of God. And he was like, press on. You need divine protection from the Lord. Not only do you need divine protection from the Lord, But y'all, a lot of y'all on this line need some money. You can't even send in $2 or $3 for an offering. And you're wrong for coming online, listening to service, and not sending an offering. If you can't afford $2 to $3, it is really something wrong. It's really something wrong. And so you really need the Lord. You need the favor of God on your life. You need God to overturn some things, because they are constantly passing laws that you don't know anything about every day that's going to affect you. It's going to affect you in your income, in your very livelihood, in your very way you do life. But let me tell you something. I serve a God that spoke by the prophet and told the people, he said, by this time tomorrow, you're going to be eating bread. And you know, it's one that didn't believe it. He let them know, well, you're not going to live to see. You're not going to be able to live to partake of it. He saw them when they was running to go get it, got trampled over and died. Look, let me tell you something. I serve a supernatural God. I don't know what kind of God you serve. You know, I don't know what kind of religion you operating in. But I serve a God that is able to meet you right where you are right today. And he's able to transform your life if you will put your life in his hands for real. And quit trying to trust in your own ways, because the Bible says to put our trust in no man, for they shall soon fail you. So you are a person. You're a man, mankind. You're going to fail yourself. You need to put your trust in the Lord. Do you realize that's really what tithes and offerings is all about? Tithes and offerings is about, wait a minute, God, I trust you more than I trust what I can see.
Yeah.
I believe you, Lord. I believe that you can do exceedingly abundant of all I can ask or think, according to your power that work with them. God, like, yeah, you've seen it from my perspective. God, now in the physical, Lord God, I see that I got $2 in my purse right now. Hallelujah. But Lord, in the spirit realm, God, I see that I got $2 million. Because I know that you're able to do it. You're able to do exceedingly abundant of all I can ask or think according to your power to work within me. And so, Lord, I know that if I honor you with the first fruits of my increase, then, Lord God, you got to honor your word concerning the first fruit of your of my increase. And so then you know that God is going to... So then you begin to see things from God's way. God, I know the doctor told me this, but I understand that you are the balm in Gilead. I understand that you are the great physician. I know that you can do things that they cannot do. And I know that even though they say death, you speak life. And so, Lord God, I just trust in you. Lord, I see that my marriage is on the rocks. I see everything is not right with it. I see the enemy speaking lies over my family and over my spouse, Lord God. But Lord, you said in your word that let no man put asunder what God has joined together. And Lord, you joined it.
Hallelujah.
I didn't join it, but you joined it. That's if you with the right one, though. And the Spirit of God will come in. When the enemy try to come in as a flood, God will raise up a standard against
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Hallelujah. All right, glory.
But if you're somebody that believe more than what you see, then you believe in the word of God, you'll never know that. You'll never experience that.
Ooh, Jesus.
Let me tell you something. If you get the evil out of your heart and begin to talk to God about the evil that's in your heart, and you begin to come to him for real, then God will sit up and look at all that bill and all that debt that you got over your life, and he say, okay, it's over with today.
Yeah.
That's all he got to do it. That's all he got to do it. All he got to do is speak it.
Yeah.
But you're the reason why he's not speaking. You're the one that's tying his hands. You're tying his hands from sin. Sin and unbelief. Saying that he can't do it. What you're saying is, God, you can't do it. I can't believe, Lord God, you can't make a penny turn out to be $10,000.
No.
You're not able to do it. That's what you're saying.
No.
But when you trust the Lord, he fed the prophet by sending the ravens to bring him some food. Matter of fact, the same prophet, he had an angel to cook him for food. Huh. How much do you believe in God?
Yeah.
People are scared. Oh, we're doing this. Yeah, I'm so sick of these darn commercials. Oh, they come on and talking about survivor kits and all this. I'm like, you better survive in God. Because the prophet, he didn't have a survivor kit. His survivor kit was God. And because he trusted in God and was obedient to God, he's God sent the angel. The angel cooked his food for him. Woke him up and said, it's time to eat. Get up. Then when God did God another way, he sent ravens to bring him food in their mouth. They dropped it off here. Here you go. The Lord told us to send us to you. This is express mail. This is an express delivery. We a whole lot better than FedEx, UPS. We the only way to fly. So God said, he's like, I'm going to do it if you believe me. Then when God got through doing it that way, then he sent him to a widow woman that didn't have nothing but a little bit of a little meal and all left that she was going to bake her and her son a cake and they were going to die. That's what she said. He said, well, you know what? I tell you what, fix me some first, then do what you said you were going to do. Because you know, because what she said, her son ended up dying later on. That's why you got to watch the stuff that comes out your mouth. I stay on people around me about their mouths. But you know, that's why you have to watch it come out your mouth. The Spirit of God says, when you really get good understanding, then you get favor with God. When you understand, let me help you out. People are evil, right? I'm just going to tell you my testimony because I can't talk about somebody else. You know, I can just tell you mine. When God called me full-time in the ministry, I did not have no engagement on the books at all. And I'm sitting up saying, okay, Lord, and you tell me I'm full-time ministry. Okay, so if I'm called full-time ministry, why don't I get a preaching game? Because you know it takes preaching game enough for me to get money. I was like, so what's up? Now you telling me I can't get a job. And you're telling me to trust in you. I had a spiritual father that was an apostle at the time. He's dead and gone on. Told me that the Lord said that I was going to have to walk by blind faith. That God wasn't going to tell me nothing and show me nothing. Let me tell you something. Because of my own personal relationship with the Lord, I went back to God and I said, God, I know what this man said to me. But Lord, I just don't believe that you done put me out here. And I was paying on a car note at that time, matter of fact. I had a brand new car. I had just gotten that car in January of 2001. And this was like, I think right before the summertime of 2003. And so that means I only had the car for a year and something. For about 2 years. I had the car for about 2 years. So, you know, I was paying on a note. And, I said, Lord, you know, I got this car note, and I said, I'm not going to put none of my bills off of my mother because I was helping my mother. I was actually helping my mother out. That was one of the reasons why I was living there. My mother came to me and my sister, and she set us down, and she asked us not to help her raise my niece and my nephew. These was her words. She said to help her raise my niece and my nephew. So I, you know, when she said that, my sister and I, we decided, you know, we was gonna stay there and help her. And so I helped my mother in a lot of different ways, financially too, you know. So when the Lord had me to come away from a job, because I had been offered another job, but he told me not to take it. And he was like, you know, this is your, you know, I had seen people that went full-time ministry. I had seen them lose houses and cars and all kinds of stuff. And I was talking to the Lord about that. I said, Lord, because I got bills to pay. Matter of fact, I was paying on two car notes at the time. And I said, Lord, I got bills to pay. And I was like, I got this and I got that to do. I'm like, I'm trying to do, I want to be obedient. I said, I don't want to put no burden on my mother. I was like, because I've been helping her. I've been here to help her. And I'm not trying to take from her or try to hurt her, because the brand new car that I was paying on, my mother had co-signed on it with me. And I was like, I don't want to hurt a critic or nothing like that. You know, you see, because you know, everybody don't do their parents the way some of these folks do their parents. I'm just going to keep it real with you. And I wasn't going to do nothing to my mother. I was like, I want to be a blessing to my mother, not a curse. And so I was like, Lord, I said, you know, I'm really concerned about all this stuff and, you know, and everything. And so then the Lord was like, just do what I'm telling you to do. Now, this man came to me and told me that the Lord wasn't going to tell me nothing. I said, Lord, he said you weren't going to say nothing. Around about that time, my mother was getting ready to go into surgery for something, too. I was praying for a surgeon and everything. I was laid out on the couch in the den, and I was praying for her. And when I was praying, the Holy Spirit began to show me a check that was getting ready to come to me. He showed me the amount and everything. And the exact amount was exactly what I got when the check came to me. And I was like, whoa. I was like, okay. Now, mind you, this man said, God, I'm going to show nothing to him and nothing like that. So then, you know, as I kept on praying, because I was like, Lord, I need you to, you know, to guide me. I said, I'm walking by faith. I said, and he was talking about blind faith. Faith is already blind because the Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. That's what was going through my mind when he said it. I'm like, I didn't say it out loud, but that's what I was thinking in my head. I was like, so because you know I know my word. And so the Spirit of God, you know, when I was talking to the Lord about it and everything, the Lord said, I got you. Don't worry about it. So then in a dream, he showed me where my money was gonna come from. Showed it to me as clear as day. And it happened exactly. Like he told me, he showed me there was going to be people that was going to come up to me that didn't have church home, because I wasn't a pastor at that time. And that didn't have church homes, and that they was going to come to me and start paying their tithes directly into me. And I was like, Lord, I'm like, I'd never known nothing like that. And the only place that I had seen that was in the Bible, where Abram paid his tithes directly into Melchizedek. And Melchizedek, he's supposed to have been a type of Christ, you know. But the Lord dealt with me about that a little later on. He had some other revelation he gave me on that later on. But at that point, I was just like, I don't, you know about all that. And then he showed me that I was going to be out. And there was going to be people that were just going to walk up to me and say, Apostle, the Lord told me to give you this. And so I was like, Lord, I'm like, oh, okay. So I was like, okay, Lord, he showed me that dream, you know. Y'all, I remember when it first started coming to pass. I remember the first woman that came to me. She didn't have a church home. And she came to me and she said, the Lord told me to start paying my tithes directly into you. I'm like, are you sure about that? And she was like, yeah. I'm like, are you positive? I said, because, man, you know, I'm not a church. You know what I'm saying? I'm not this and that. And you talking about directly to me. I was still having problems, even though God had already told me, you know, this is why this was going to come. And she was like, yeah. She was like, look, man, I ain't finna play with the Lord. She was like, I'm finna pay my tithes. Man, I seen this woman get off of welfare and buy a house. That, you don't hear me. See, just like God sent the widow woman to the prophet. So let me keep going. So then the second woman came to me and she told me the same thing. That the Lord had told her to start paying her tithes to me. I'm like, say what? Okay, I was like, okay. Y'all, then I was out one day at this church. I wasn't on to speak. I had preached at this church before, but I was there for some program they had going on. And the service was over with, and their head deacon came up to me. He said, Apostle, he said, the Lord told me to give you this. And see, I had a bill that was due, and I didn't have the rest of the money for the bill that was due. And what he gave me, once I took my tithes and offerings out of it, notice I said, once I took my tithes and my offerings out, it was enough for me to pay my bill. See, you know, that's why when people say, I can't afford to pay my tithes, I'd be like, man, don't talk to me. Because I don't know what I'm going to get, when I'm going to get it, how I'm going to get it. And I can tell you as sure as I'm standing here, every year on past appreciation, my past appreciation money that they give is by la da da. And I was like, Lord, I said, but I learned a long time ago to put my trust in God.
Yeah.
See, I learned that man was not my thing. That's why I don't care what people don't do. I don't be caring when people have issues. I don't be caring how if they ate my guts, don't want to give them to my life. I don't care because I'm like, God, you're the same God.
Yes, you are.
Same God.
Yes, he is.
Of yesterday.
Hallelujah.
Today.
Ooh.
And forevermore.
Yes.
And I will never stop preaching the truth.
Glory to God.
To satisfy the flesh of nobody. I don't care if you don't like it. I don't care how I make you mad. I'm like, get mad, get glad. But you're not going to be able to stand before God and say, I didn't know, because he's going to say you a lying wonder because my servant told you. You didn't like it when she said it, but she told you. And so we have to have a good understanding of the Lord. You got to trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all your ways and allow him to direct your path. You got to believe God for a covering over your life and over your children's lives, over your grandchildren. Some of y'all got great grandchildren. You need the blood of Jesus to cover. You need the blood of Jesus to cover your spouses. Yeah. Listen, this country we live in is crazy. The people that's running this country hate your guts. They wouldn't like nothing better to do than to put you in a situation where you don't have no more life. So you need to trust in God. And you need to ask the Lord to lead and guide you by his Holy Spirit. You need to pray for protection. And for provision. But let me tell you something. While you're praying, you better make sure you're paying your tithes and your offerings. This is going to keep it real with you. I'm going to keep it real, real with you. We got to have good understanding of who God is. We got to see ourselves for what we are. We got to come clean before the living God. So then he can give us his favor. That he can begin to pour out his knowledge unto us. That he will cause us to know things that people be like, how the heck did you know that? And God will cause things to happen in your life that people didn't think was going to take place or that was going to happen. Except for the Spirit of the living God. God knows how to drop you and wherever he want to drop you, put you where you want to put you, as long as you put yourself in his hands. Trust in the Lord and ask him for a good moral understanding. Purify your heart. Let him ask him to purify your heart. It's sickening the things that we lie to ourselves about. And see, let me tell you something. To me, it's more embarrassing to lie about my sin than it is to talk about what the sin is. I'm like, God, look here, you see the sin. I'm what? Why am I going to sit up and play? I'm not going to play with you, Lord. I'm like, because I want to be delivered. And you should want to be delivered. You should want to walk close with God in this hour, and especially in this hour and this season. There's a lot of craziness going on, y'all. I'm finna go ahead and close this out, but when you get a chance, go back and read that whole chapter. The whole chapter 13, well, division 13, and ask the Lord to reveal some truth to you. Father, we just thank you for your word. For your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Once again, I come repenting of every sin I committed knowingly and unknowingly. What's in my thoughts, my words, my actions, and my deeds. Bless you, fear me, creating me, clean heart, renewing me, and right spirit. Father God, bless these that have come on today, Lord God. Let your word be hidden in our hearts that we will not sin against you, Lord. We love you. We bless you, Father, in Jesus' name. At this time, I'm going to open it up for Prophets Junior to come. I don't know if God gave her a word while I was going forth, or if she just needed to give announcements, you know. And when she gets through, I'm going to pray for everybody's tithes and offerings. All right, so I'm going to turn it over to Prophets Junior.
Good evening, everyone. As Pastor was going forth, the Lord had told me to remind you all of something. I can't remember when it was, but I'm going to say that it probably now has been maybe about three years ago. Pastor had released a word in church, and that word was that, you know, the Lord was telling us that as the time goes on, that it was going to get worse. And remember, he was telling people, you know, that, you know, you needed to cling to him. You know, you need to abide in him. And one of the things that he was talking to me about when I was sitting over there, because he was talking to me about how easily do the people forget. And today, you know, she talked about wisdom, you know, getting, you know, inclining your ear to hear God's word. And then she talked about, you know, for direction and everything. And one of the things that he was dealing with me about was about tithes and offerings. And he was saying, you know, he said, how easily did the people forget about the word? He said, you know, they think that things are getting ready to get that things are going to get better. He said, but it's not going to get better. And then, you know, when you start looking at that, you got to understand that today he's giving wisdom. And the wisdom is do what he's telling you to do. Abide in him. Begin to give yourself over to the Lord and pay your tithes and your offerings. He was just really dealing with me about that, because when I was sitting over there, I started seeing different things take place in the world, and he was just showing me about how we have this mindset. And he was saying, you know, people putting their trust in their job. He said some people got a little savings, they putting their trust in that. And he said, but what they fail to realize is that my word is true. And so, you know, be mindful of that. Also, members, you know, you're paying your tithes and your offerings. You go and visitors on the line today. As you are hearing, you in this service, and I'm asking you all to give an offering, because we come on here every week, and this and what we, how we're able to bring this to you all. This service is not free, you know. So I'm asking that you would give an offering, as you would if you were in the church and we was passing around the offering tray. And to do that, you will go to www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. That's www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. Click on the send a donation button. Anybody on this line can do that, because you got a debit card, you got one of them prepaid debit cards, you can do that, because it got those logos on there, so we accept, you know, Visa credit cards and all that. So give an offering. Members, you already know what to do as far as paying your tithes and your offerings. Go ahead and pay your tithes and your offerings, members, if you have not done it, because we get ready, Pastor get ready to pray over the tithes and the offerings. Every week, we tell you all this. There's a reason why. She just got through talking about inclining your ear so that you can hear sound doctrine wisdom, because there's a reason why we say go ahead and pay your tithes and your offerings. Also, is this Seed Sunday? This is Seed Sunday. Go ahead and pay your seed right now. Go ahead again. Do your seed right now. Every week I have to get on the phone with people and we give an instruction. These are simple instructions. And I'm not like calling nobody out. I'm not being funny or nothing like that. But, you know, in all seriousness, we are adults and we should be able to follow simple instructions. So go ahead and pay your seed. If you'd like to give Pastor a love offering, visitors on the line, you, in order to do that, text her at 214-507-3626. That's 214-507-3626. She'll forward the information to you to be able to do that, and I thank you all. Oh, also, those of you all that did not complete your pastor appreciation, I am still telling you that you need to complete your pastor appreciation. Some of you all I will be contacting to give you, because I know that you still are paying on it, just to let you know where you're staying right now. And you all know how to contact me. If you want to contact me before I contact you, that's fine. And you can continue, if you complete it, if you want to continue out this year still giving something towards it, that's wonderful. Go ahead and continue to do that. Just, you know, let me know what it is when you send it, you know, put it in the description what it is, you know, that you're paying, continuing paying on your past appreciation for 2023. Thank you.
Okay, let us get ready to go into prayer. Father God, I just come before you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come once again repenting of every sin that I've committed knowingly and unknowingly, with my thoughts, my words, my actions, and my deeds. I'm asking you to forgive me, create me, and clean on renewing me a right spirit. Take me out of flesh and allow your Holy Spirit to rise up in me. Now, Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus, Lord God, over these airways as we pray over your people's tithes and offerings, Lord God. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord God, that you rebuke the devourer for your people's sake. And that you would open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing they would not have room to receive, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for those who have given into this ministry, Lord God. Yes. And so, Lord God, we ask that the favor that is upon this ministry, Lord God, that it would be upon their lives, Lord God. And that they'll be able to draw, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, from whatever it is they need to draw, Lord God, from this anointing, hallelujah, from this favor, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we speak blessings, oh God, over their homes, over their bodies, oh God. Over finances, oh God, in the name of Jesus, over everything concerning them, Lord God. And Father, those who are paying their tithes, Lord God, we ask that God, you would keep things up for them, Lord God, that things won't break down, things won't, they won't have issues with this and have issues with that, because they was obedient unto you, Lord God. For you said obedience is better than sacrifice, Lord God. And so, Lord, we just praise your name. We glorify your name, Lord God. Lord, we ask you right now to do a new thing and cause it to spring forth in their lives, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, just because they obeyed the word of the Lord. And so we glorify your name, Lord. And then, Lord, we thank you for those who have seeded into my life, Lord. You said in your word that whatever we give in the name of a prophet, we will receive a prophet's reward. And so, God, I speak a prophet's reward in their life, Lord God. Father, I speak crazy favor that don't make no sense, oh God. That, Father, you will bless them every which way, Lord God. Father, you see the things, oh God, that they haven't said to anybody that's going on, Lord God. And so we ask that you to meet them right where they are, Lord God, and that you will turn it around for them, Lord God. Lord God, for what the enemy meant for their bad, turn it around for their good, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, when everybody else is losing, Lord God, when everybody else is going through this, going through that, God, build them up, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, let them be a light, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we just thank you right now, Lord God. We thank you right now. I speak a healing. Somebody need a healing in their body, Lord God. I pray that you would heal their body from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, Father. From the soles of their feet to the crown of their head right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I just pray, Lord God, for emotional healing, oh God. I pray for mental healing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Woo, God, I say it. You said the joy of the Lord is our strength. Give them joy, God. Joy, unspeakable joy, God. In Jesus' name, I pray and I ask it all. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. If you have a prayer request, you want to send in your prayer request, you can text your prayer request in to 214-507-3626. Again, that is 214-507-3626. And the Holy Spirit told me to stop right here and say this. Everybody on the line don't know what tithes is. And I'm going to tell you, those who have jobs, when you're paying your tithes, whatever your gross is, let's say your gross is $1,500. You take your tithes off of $1,500 is $150. If you're somebody that's like me, self-employed, you know, that you get money sparingly here and there, every time money come into my hands, I take tithes off of it. If I get $20, I take $2 off for tithes, and then I take my offering off. You know, because it's 10%, it's 10% of the first fruit of your increase. If it's $50, I take $5 off that $50, and then whatever my offering is. Because the Lord told me there's also people on here that pay their tithes and offering in the wrong way. And that's another reason why you're having some of the problems that you're having. I don't know if it's been taught to you like that or not. But he said the first fruit of your increase. Because some people think, oh, if I take the tithes off my net now, because that wasn't your increase. The government got your money off your amount that you actually made. That $1,500, the government got their money, the insurance companies got their money, everybody else got their money. So God gets the money, all his money, off that same amount. So if it's $1,500, it's $150, then whatever your offering is. You see God on your offering, but your tithe is always 10%. And so, you know, the Spirit of God told me to let you know that, because he's like, there's some people that do the stuff the wrong way. If you are self-employed, anytime money hits your hands, you need to be taking your tithes off right then and there. Because if you're not, then you're not paying tithes. I'm just keeping it real. That's the word of God. So if you got a prayer request, you can text your prayer request in to 214-507-3626. And I will be praying. I'm believing God to move in people's lives this week. And so we just glorify his name in advance for it. And so I'm in the call. God bless you and love you. May God keep you is my prayer.